Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of the Rampage Rants. This is Monday Night Mayhem. I'd like to welcome everybody. I am Sadistic Sean David, along with my co-host for the evening.
The Dean of Wrestling Referees, Steve Kane.
And you're the only one with us right now, so I'm hoping she will join us momentarily.
Okay. I noticed she's not here, so... Little Alice in Chains. Very cool. I like that one.
So. Something a little bit different. They were playing earlier today, and they said, why don't I have any of that on the board? And I said, well, I'm going to go grab some of that for the soundboard. So I'd like to welcome everyone again. I want to remind everybody that this Wednesday night is going to be Ladies' Night, right back here on the 2D Sports Radio Network at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. And we will be joined by Diane Von Hoffman and the Priscilla Kelly.
Yeah.
That's right. She doesn't go by Priscilla Kelly, the Priscilla Kelly.
Yeah. She's not just any Priscilla Kelly. She is the Priscilla Kelly. It even says so on her outfits.
Yes, it does.
PK. Now, yeah. That's like you don't attend Ohio State University. You graduated from the Ohio State University.
That is correct. So I'm very excited. She's a very good-looking young lady. She will be with us Wednesday night. I've got to get her some details tonight.
Right. Right.
I would like to thank everyone that tuned in last Wednesday night for a night of impact with beautiful Bobby Eaton, crazy Luke Graham Jr., Brian Thompson, and Gavin Alexander. And we do have a good report that they had a great show down there this past weekend, about 400 people. So congratulations to them on that. And
congratulations, more importantly, to the Delavan schools who, got a good amount of money from that fundraiser. So
that is correct.
Good. All right.
That has been one of our biggest shows. And if you haven't gone back and listened to it, and I need everybody, we'll get to that here in a little bit. I want to thank everybody that was here 2 weeks ago on Wednesday night for making that show. I'm going to give everybody the date here. It was February the 2nd. Everybody that was with us February the 2nd and everybody that has gone back and listened to the archive has made that the most listened to show on PWR Slam. I don't even think that the Bolin roast comes anywhere close to this.
No, I don't believe so.
Thank you to the 170 people that have listened in the archive, the 53 that listened live, and the 26 people that called in that night. And
yes.
Make sure you tell your friends and your family and everybody about us. We want everybody to know what we do here. So with that being said, we've got a lot.
And we will get Randy and Randy back on at another time here and just let them go for 2 hours.
And we'll let Katie and Luke go at it for 2 hours too.
I don't think Katie could get a word in edgewise with him.
That was hilarious last week, ladies and gentlemen. If you didn't catch last week, go back and listen to Crazy Luke Graham Jr. and our own chaotic Katie singing karaoke.
Yes. That was hilarious. So, all right.
We do have a lot of news, ladies and gentlemen, to get into. So let me grab our little clip here that we love to use for this. There we go. A little taper out.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know where I want to start. I think I want to start, not that we're going to get into Raw right now, but...
No,
we
got time for that.
Did anybody see the vignette of the new award that they're giving away?
That kind of intrigued me. Okay, what's the deal behind that one? You know, the Vincent J. McMahon Award of Merit. It's like, you know, okay, what are they, you know, what are they coming up with now for, or no, Legacy of Excellence Award. I'm going to get this title right. You know, it's like, okay, who's taking that over the head next week? Because,
well, the thing that's insulting about it, Steve, is that nobody has deserved this award until now. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
According to whom? Because if you were going to do that award, I could think of several people that worked with Vince Sr. that would be worthy of that award.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
So to me, that was like a slap in the face. It was like, oh, you know, all you old timers that worked for my dad, by the way, bam, right in the face.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a hunch on who it might be going to. It might be going to Daniel Bryan, but I don't know.
Well, of course that may depend on some of the other information that we have. So we'll have to, which we'll get into that momentarily as well.
You know, I just don't understand why they would. I don't know. It's WWE. It's not for us to understand. We've said that time and time again on this program. We'll never understand the business antics of the WWE.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, it's one of those things. I had a conversation Sunday briefly with Bill Apter, and which, you know, relates back to the Titus O'Neil incident, and we'll get into that as well in a moment. That Vince, it's almost like he's bipolar. One week, you know, or one day he's, you know, the nicest guy in the world, and that. And then the next day you can just look at him the wrong way and it's, you know, rah!
Speaking of that, there was a fan cam of the incident that happened that was posted on Facebook today. I'm not going to be able to find it now, but if I find it again, I'll get it
right
up on our page.
Right. Yeah. It was it's also on WrestlingNewsSource.com.
You can see Vince shoving Titus. People
right
stepping in between. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. And this is how bad the situation really was. Okay. And this was according to the New York Post. Vince actually was going to fire Titus O'Neil that night.
Yes,
he got talked out of it. He got talked out of it by Joey Mercury and his son-in-law, Paul. But he was apparently fined $5,000 plus the originally 90-day suspension, which has been brought down to a 60-day suspension.
Right.
But that still takes him out of the fast lane on Sunday and of course Mania as well. So
yeah,
you know.
Katie will be here shortly, I'm hoping, cuz I know she's very upset about this. So we'll get into more of that with Katie.
Right.
Gets here.
Right.
Awesome Kong is being rumored to be possibly making a WWE return, which I would love to see. That's been going around all weekend. I don't think that what happened with her and Ruby Sky over in TNA is going to keep her from getting another job with WWE. At least I would hope it wouldn't.
Well, hold on, hold on. Nope, nope, nope. Here it is. It says this. Recently, an Instagram account under the name Mean Queen K purported to belong to recently released TNA knockout Awesome Kong posted screen caps from Kong's vignettes as Karma in WWE, which led to widespread speculation among fans that Kong would possibly be returning to WWE. However, Kong recently took to her official Twitter page, which is also under the same name, to clarify to fans that she did not post any of the photos and she does not actually have an account with the Instagram service. So that kind of puts the kibosh on that thought.
That's not where I got it from. It was posted on several of the wrestling news sites this weekend that there are talks of bringing her back from WWE. So we'll see if it happens. I'd be all for it if they used her right. I think she would be a great addition to the current Divas roster. She'd be a fresh look because you've got all the Barbie dolls around there. She would be a nice, fresh face.
Yeah. Well, yeah, at least for the second, but who knows?
What else do we need to get into news-wise?
Well,
somebody else was injured last week.
Let's see. Well, I don't have that one up. I have to... Oh, wait a second. Okay, well, that actually goes into this whole situation, which gets into some more of the whole Danielson incident. And it actually happened at a NXT show. And what happened was during last Thursday's NXT house show in Jacksonville, Florida, Riddick Moss wound up unconscious after taking a suplex.
Ouch.
So, which leads to, and I'll go ahead and I'll find that one as well, but there is one thing that I definitely want to get into here that I talked about, that we've talked about over, over the weekend and that, let's see. Okay. Got to find this because here, let's see. Nope, that's not the one.
Well, while you're doing
that, it's the
that,
right person.
Speaking
it's
of,
the right person. It's Austin.
Speaking,
because
having to retire,
yes.
I want to bring up, and this is kind of shocking for me because his career was just starting to really take off. John Wayne Murdoch posted on his Facebook that due to pretty much the same reasons as Daniel Bryan, he's more than likely going to be stepping away from the ring too.
Wow.
So, I was a big fan of his. He did some crazy shit over in IWA, but at the end of the day, he was a very solid worker. So, our thoughts and wishes are with John Wayne Murdoch because that definitely somebody that I like to be able to see return to the ring if at all possible.
Okay. Yeah, it's actually the webpage is actually playing right now. My friends over at TMZ caught up with Steve Austin, and they asked him whether or not there was a concussion epidemic occurring in WWE. Now, I don't know if this is just, Steve towing the company line or whether this is his actual beliefs, but he says, I just think Daniel Bryan worked a very physical cruiserweight style, and finally, after everything that he did, it kind of took it out of him. I don't think it's going to be an epidemic. I think it is. I just think it is what it is. So, like I say, it's hard to tell. I mean, of course, he gets his paycheck from WWE, so him, like I say, towing the company line and
right.
that. So, but, well, I want to go ahead. I want to get into this one. Sean.
I'm here.
I know, but you're, please don't blow your nose on the air. Vampiro appeared on my buddy Colt Cabana's Art of Wrestling podcast. And if anybody's ever heard Vampiro talk about his days with WCW, you would think that he would look on that with fondness, because after all, for most people, WCW is where he made his name, as opposed to AAA. But he does not have very fond memories of WCW, and especially the drug use and abuse that went on over there, according to him. He talks about it. He says that it was brutal. He hated WCW. And he says he disliked it because of the politics behind the scenes. He says you've heard the story a million different times from a million different people, and I can confirm that it's all true. There are 27 Mexican guys signed to contracts. How many of those guys wrestled more than once every 2 years? I'm not going to name names, but somas were being made in Tijuana. What the F do you think those guys were bringing in? And then he proceeds to talk about Bobby Duncombe Jr. And he says that he and Bobby were taking a plane together, and he kept popping Percocets. And says he wasn't taking like 10 of them. He was taking handfuls. And Bobby goes to Vampiro, brother, you have to try this. And he gave me two or three, and Vampiro says, we get off the plane together, and he was met by his wife and his baby daughter. I was so devastated that I called the office and asked to talk to J.J. Dillon, and I asked to talk to other people in the office. I said, listen, man, I don't want to be a stooge, and you guys know what that means. And I said, I can't live with myself if I don't tell you. I think this guy has a drug problem, and I'm scared he's going to die. They never did anything, and sure enough, he had a drug overdose, and he died. And I was like, you mother effers have just left that young girl, that baby girl, 3 or 4 year old girl, without a dad because you didn't want to deal with that effing problem. That was the moment I gave up on wrestling, pretty much. And then he talks further about how he wound up hooking up with the Misfits, and then the problem was that they put Jerry the front man in the ring with Steve Williams, who pounded the daylights out of him, and then Doyle, the guitar player, well, he wound up stealing somebody that we've had as a guest on our show, Stephanie Bellers. Stole her right out from under Randy Savage. So that that's how come that whole situation ended so fast. But yeah, you know, Vampiro tried to warn them about the situations, and nobody would listen. So,
let's see.
Oh,
here.
And Tammy Sitch is back in the hospital.
I did see that.
Yeah.
Is it drug related?
No. I was gonna go with no, she did not get VD. No, she didn't get an STD from the guys that she did the film shoot with. But originally she went in for issues that involve pancreatitis, and she might have to go under the knife because she does have a cyst, and she might have to have her gallbladder taken out.
Lovely.
Yeah. So, you know, well, maybe it's a good thing she got paid that money and that. Now, for anybody that's a fan of the History Channel show Pawn Stars, next Wednesday, before we come on, but DVR it, because, of course, Lucha Underground is on at the same time. On their February 24th edition, there will be, according to the reports that are coming out, a WWE Hall of Fame ring that is going to be pawned or, well, sold. And since we know that there's been a few out there on the market, we don't know exactly, they haven't said whose it is, although physically the closest person to that shop, and that's still several hours drive or a commuter plane ride away, would be Billy Graham.
For all we know, somebody in Vegas bought Abdullah's ring and has put Abdullah's ring in the pawn shop. So we'll find out. I'm sure they're not going to let, it's not just going to be class of whatever Hall of Fame ring. It's got somebody's name inside of it.
Right. Well, of course. Well, of course, it will. It will.
I think they should have a policy or put one into effect that you can't sell the fucking ring. And I don't know why that wasn't put into effect a long damn time ago. But I don't think you should be able to sell their intellectual property.
Well, I mean, they give the ring to you. It's, you know, it's your physical property. So
I still don't think that you should be able to sell it.
Well, and I'm in agreement with you on that. Now,
I think that there should be a term, if you're going to be put into the Hall of Fame, that you can't sell the Hall of Fame ring.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's just me.
Yeah.
If I were going to induct people into a Hall of Fame, I don't want people going around and freaking selling the plaque that I give somebody. You know
right.
what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's degrading to the company. Let's see.
Oh, for anybody that's a belt collector, you can now get another championship belt, an adult size belt. Highspots.com is now selling replica AAA championship belts.
Oh my.
Yeah, but Sean, this is one you'd be able to afford. They're selling these things for a whopping $49 as opposed to the $300 that replica WWE and WCW belts go for. I might have to convince the wife to get me that for my birthday this year. Yeah, honey.
Speaking of that,
Buy me a Triple A championship belt. It's only $49. You know, nobody else. They seem to think they can't give it away. So
we're gonna give you the AARP championship belt instead.
You're so bad with that. Oh,
the other
Chris
thing
Jericho,
that I wanted to talk about.
Did you see that?
We'll get to that. The other thing that I wanted to talk about, let's see here. There it is. There are many people that are saying that Global Force Wrestling is done because one of their championship belts, and we don't know how it got there. We're going to try to find that out. But the Global Force Wrestling Women's Championship is now available on eBay.
Well, Sean, notice who's selling it.
Christina Von Erich?
Von Erie. Yes. Who has been on the show before.
So, you know, that's...
And she's selling that for around $2,000 is the current asking price.
So Johnny G, if you want a piece of wrestling history, there you go. We'll find you the link and send it to you, and you can have that on display. I don't know. I think when they did that whole angle with TNA, it kind of killed the momentum that they were trying to have because TNA just didn't. That whole angle was shit. And I know you watched that. It was horrible.
Well,
it was like, yay,
the whole thing was done for one thing, to buy out Jeff Shearer of TNA. So it was part of the agreement. Now, Johnny, I think I'd save the, $2,000 on the Global Force belt, spend the $49, get the AAA one, have more meaning to it, because at least that's a title that has some recognition and gets defended.
Well, you notice
you have not seen any notifications for any. And I'm using the air quotes here, TV tapings for Global Force lately.
Indeed.
So, I mean, for a company that supposedly had everything going there, boy, that sure fell flat on its face quickly. But Chris Jericho, he got a little bit of a rap on Twitter first. It said, for allegedly burying AJ Styles and younger talent. So his response to that was, haha, so if I win, I'm burying young talent. If I lose, I'm a jobber. Get a life.
Well, Katie's not feeling well this evening. She will be back with me and you Wednesday. Facebook buried her messages. I got like 6 messages from her all at once. So.
Oh, wow.
I'm gonna need to sweep my computer tonight before I go to bed and make sure that there's no stuff lurking in the computer.
Yeah.
Exactly. But Facebook has a tendency to do that sometimes, so sorry about that, Katie. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is... Oh, wait a minute, that's the wrong show.
Yeah. No, you are not Paul Heyman.
My name is Reverend Jim Spriggan.
Oh, God. Well, and for you PC people, If you haven't, if you're not getting enough of your WWE 2K16 on your game systems, it is coming out for PC.
Again.
Well, they even actually have a price on it this time.
The last one's $50 on Steam.
Posted from cdkeys.com, a website that sells digital code, that they are taking pre-orders for the Steam version of the game, which are currently priced at $31.93 rather than the standard $59.99. It's going to be released on March 31st. Now, this is the thing that gets me, though. According to this, it's going to be compatible with Windows Vista, Windows 7, and Windows 8. Hey, guys, Windows 10 is the current operating system. Now, unless there's no compatibility issues, fine. But otherwise, that's a waste of a release.
Yeah,
I've got my 2K16 on my PS3 and I definitely love it. So,
right.
Last week, of course. Let's definitely go about. There was one very bad rumor that was making its way around on Sunday, that Bob Windham, Blackjack Mulligan, had passed. Well, I had gotten a text saying that that was the case, and it was shortly after that that I got, had a phone call with Bill. After then, later on, we found out, no, it's not true. He's still very much alive now and doing well under the health circumstances that he's been dealing with. So, we definitely want to go ahead and make sure everybody knows that. But here is the thing. Last week, of course, Bryan Danielson retired, and from now on, because he is no longer wrestling, so therefore he is not the character Daniel Bryan, we are going to refer to him by his actual name of Bryan Danielson. And if you remember during his speech, he talked about he and his wife, Bree, wanting to start a family. Well, the word has come out that Bree is definitely planning to leave the company, which was actually a decision she made before Bryan found that he had to retire, which, again, that was not his original intent. In fact, actually, his original intent was to try and move to CMLL over in Mexico, which would have been a short commute from his home in Arizona. But then he got the other tests back, and that's when he's found that he can't work anymore. So, and here's the interesting thing, Sean. I don't know if you read this at all or know this, but even though he is retired from actual in-ring work, he's still getting paid. They are still honoring the downside of his contract. So the thing with his wife Bree, it's a good chance that possibly this Sunday night will be her last match.
Right.
So, it's going to, and if that's the case, or, you know, if he at least sticks around till Mania. You know, but then what happens, you know, if her sister comes back? And I will say, if I'm not gonna really give that much of a chance, because she had some pretty serious neck surgery.
Absolutely.
And the fact they went in from the front is never a good thing. So, well, let's see here. What else? So, oh, and, well, let's see. Okay, here we go. One of the biggest horror fan conventions in the world is the Horror Hound Convention. And one of my buddies, who is a TV horror host, attends this every year. It's over in Cincinnati. And this year it's going to be March 18th through the 20th. Originally, our friend Joe Laurinaitis, Animal, was supposed to be there, but he had a scheduling conflict. So taking his place for that will be Demolition, but also joining them will be Joni Lauer, China.
Huh.
So it seems that things are starting to look up for her. She's starting to kind of get brought back into the fold, so to speak. She did Blizzard Brawl up in Wisconsin in December for our friend Dave Hero. And so now we've got this going. So maybe she's finally kicked all of her demons and she's becoming, you know, acceptable again.
Right.
So that's, you know.
Anything else? Oh, the other thing real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, the whole thing that reported last week about Axel Rotten's mom turned out to be false. So we want to report that. With that being said, we're going to...
Which part? You didn't clarify that, because... I mean, we've had about three different stories on this thing, so let's...
The part that... I don't know. That's something you can cover real quick while I get our next clip ready.
I mean, well, are we talking about the allegations of what she was doing is false?
Mm-hmm.
Or... Okay.
Something like that.
Because it was alleged that she had set up a GoFundMe to pay for funeral expenses, even though he was cremated and everything was already paid. And that report was coming from the fellow who now currently is running his page on Facebook, who also happens to run the Facebook page called Cult of Kayfabe.
Right.
So are we now saying that that what he said is not true?
No, I think what he said was true, but I think the part about everybody saying that Axel's mom was trying to use Axel to her advantage was incorrect.
Well, wait a second. That doesn't make sense, because if we're saying that what he said is true and that she was using his name for the money and that,
I don't know. It's a long, convoluted story that I don't want to get into tonight. All I know is the GoFundMe money has been refunded. We can say that much. So.
All right. So.
For anybody that was an Axl Rotten fan while we are on this topic, this just came across my desk. In honor of Axl Rotten, I have DVDs for sale from 2005 when we conducted our interview. I had Ian and Axl sign 50 cases, and I still have around half left. So I put together a great package for anyone who loved Axl Rotten. $40 gets you a brand new Axl Rotten unopened ECW figure and the Axl and Ian autographed copy of Behind the Closed Doors with the Rottens.
Okay.
$40.
Okay.
And this does include all of their feud between Ian and Axl and the tag team wars with them and the Pit Bulls and then the Public Enemy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's not a bad deal.
No. So, all right. Well, let's lighten up and look on some brighter stuff here. So,
right.
I know it's a long ways until Halloween, but for everybody that wants to have their AJ Styles costume ready for the Halloween party, you will be able to get the complete thing, because pretty soon on WWE, you will be able to get the AJ Styles gloves. They will be selling those.
Oh, that's going to be cool. Well, with that being said, folks, we're going to move into Raw and probably wrap this up early tonight without Katie. Just no real reason to keep the thing going. So here we go, folks. All right, Raw tonight, what a doozy it was. We're going to open with Mark Henry being injured. I believe it was some broken ribs.
Yeah, we don't have a complete confirmation yet, but anybody who saw the match noticed that all of a sudden after he got off of Big E's shoulder, he grabbed his ribs. E just immediately covered him, took the pinfall, and goes to the referee, like I said earlier, and says to him, check on him, and kept glancing back as they were doing their celebration dance. So you know right there that something was obviously legitimately wrong.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't gotten your tickets for Heroes and Legends 6, they are now available on Ticketmaster.com.
Mm. Well, that tells you they're getting pretty big if Ticketmaster's taking them as a client. Wow. So we opened up with Dean Ambrose. And once again, wanting Brock Lesnar to come out and take him on, which immediately gets cut off by Stephanie, who talks about, well, you like F5s, we're going to give you F5, a fatal five-way. And then proceeds to announce a five-way match for the Intercontinental title, which if Roman Reigns interferes, then Ambrose is out of the three-way on Sunday, which then is Ambrose, Kevin Owens, Stardust. Yes, folks, Stardust is still around. Stardust will be staying around.
Yep.
The Hansel wannabe and Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, for five guys though, they managed to make it work very well. And of course the finish definitely was absolutely, I mean, well done. I mean, you got the Dirty Deeds on the zigzag, and then meanwhile, Prince Pretty gets himself pop up power bombed, and Owens takes the pin and takes back the Intercontinental Belt.
Right.
Then of course you get your two backstage pieces, the one first with Ambrose, and then after they go back to the announce position, then they cut back in to Owens.
Absolutely.
Right. And then of course the Big E Mark Henry match that we talked about here, the unfortunate finish, just like it did in that. And then the segment that, to me, when you look at the ironies of it all, there was something just a little twisted about all of that. With Brie coming out, starting to, talk, and then Rick and his lovely daughter come out, and then they start into this whole bit about Brie needing to be with her husband and her sister. And when you think about this situation, folks, Ashley Flair is still legally married to Bram. They've been separated for like about 2 years, but they're not divorced. And standing behind her is her father, who has been married 4 times himself. Who in creative was smoking what? Or dropping what, or snorting what, when they came up with the idea of having those two ripping on Brie and talking about the sanctity of marriage. There's a weird irony in all of that.
Right.
And
then we moved into what was after that.
That was Miz and AJ. Another excellent, excellent match from them. And I love the fact that they're not tying AJ down to the Styles Clash. That they're letting him do other stuff, including the Calf Crusher, which is how he won this one.
Right.
And then setting up that nice little interplay between AJ and Jericho, which of course on Thursday, obviously we know Jericho is going to accept the challenge, and they're going to meet at Fastlane on Sunday.
Right.
So,
Then from there we go into
the Dudleys.
The Dudley segment.
Right. Right.
Which was okay for what it was.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Which was designed to tick the fans off, and by saying that they weren't going to be using tables anymore, they definitely ticked the fans off.
Right. And then from there we go into, I believe it was the Divas match.
Right, Paige versus Summer Rae. I was very impressed with Summer Rae tonight. She has definitely really improved her work. Her arm drags were just, phenomenal. The whole match was well done.
Absolutely.
And
I'd have to agree.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, this definitely shows the difference in the eras, because if this match would have taken place about 10 years or so ago, and Lawler was at that table, man, he would have been commenting on Summer Rae's outfit like nobody's business. Because that thing was cut out in just the right spots.
Yes. From there, we go into
Zack Ryder.
Oh, yeah.
No, Zack Ryder against Heath Slater, a social outcast. Yes. Yes. So. And they're giving the social outcast some stuff here, and that Slater gets the win over Zack Ryder, and that, and then came the hilarious continuation of the R-Truth Goldust saga. Well, some people say it was kind of an inside, the champagne shot was kind of an inside shot at Tammy's porno. although there were a couple of jokes in there, with Truth telling Goldust that it's not table for three on WWE Network, and when Goldust brings the champagne and says it's on the house, Truth says that they're not in your house, and Goldust says, "Hey, this is in 1997." So,
yeah, that was a good segment.
Yes.
From there, we went to
Lucha Dragons and Neville.
Yes, against the League of Nations.
Yeah. And that had the holy you-know-what spot of the night. That triple moonsault, which they actually connected on, was out of this world. I mean, it was perfectly timed. And everybody was in spot. I mean, my gosh. I just saw that, and I mean, I typed three words on Twitter. Oh, my God. Which I normally reserve for Wednesday nights. So that tells you how good that was.
Right.
Wow.
Then we had Becky Lynch against Naomi.
Yes. Another good one. I was a little confused at the end of that, because of the fact that they had Sasha come out, but Sasha didn't actually do anything until she came in after they'd already taken out Becky. Now, and yet they're supposed to be tag team partners on Sunday. Now, admittedly, they're running the line that, hey, you know, we're not friends, but these two are enemies of both of us. So that was kind of a, you know, a little bit of an iffy thing in that.
Right.
Now that's right at the top of the hour. Would have been a great way to end the show. But no. They bring us the big slow, who is a face for the 5,764th time or whatever. I've completely lost track and I don't really give a rat's backside anymore. Against Braun Strowman. And I like Strowman. The concept of the almost unbreakable big man, and that is a good thing. And then
absolutely,
And then of course the post match beatdown, and poor Kane finally gets to come up after laying under that ring for three plus hours. And probably more like four or so, because I'm sure obviously, he was under there before the doors opened. So, I mean, can you imagine what that has to be like? I mean, sitting under there, laying under there actually for 4 hours, not able to do anything.
That would suck.
And I mean, you're completely in the dark. Unless they've got a monitor under there so that he can watch what's going on. And even then it's like, okay, I think the only thing that would be keeping him awake is the fact that all this banging and clanging is going on up over his head, and that, and then you got to figure exactly when the time to move the false pieces so that he can canvas open, and then come up to get involved into the into the whole post match brawl.
Right.
That. So.
So that, if anybody else doesn't have anything to say, I believe that concludes our show for tonight.
Yeah. I say the chat room is emptied out. It's just like the bar. It's 2:45 and there's no one in the place except you and me.
Yeah. So, I'd like to thank everybody for coming out. Don't forget this Wednesday night, Ladies Night returns to PWR Slam with the Priscilla Kelly and Diane Von Hoffman, also known as Moondog Fifi. So we will be talking to you all then. Have a great night, folks. Not going to play any outro music, just going to go ahead and end this. Have a great night, folks. We'll see you all Wednesday night.
Yep. Good night.
Good night, folks.